Welcome to the world of Michael Zavala.
Hello.
Zavala.
Celebrating 15 years of MC.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back.
You're listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
Well, Clark made it out of the flood.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit last time we were on. Not last week. But we really don't, on our side, we don't know what really happened because you were very vague.
I was vague about water.
It kind of sounded like you were underwater.
Yeah. Didn't really know what was going on. Didn't really understand why you were here so early.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on that we need to uncover.
So you just want to get right into it?
Yeah.
All right. So first off,
you came up here to do your taxes.
No. Okay. So let's just start there.
Wait.
I had to get my taxes done for the deadline, and I think that was the 14th, and they had to be done by the 17th.
One they extended a month.
Yeah,
and you had plenty of time to do.
True, but the thing was, I had my taxes moved to Sunday because they couldn't honor my appointment on Saturday. So I was like, all right, fine. I got to come in on my day off. I can just do it on the way to the studio because my taxes aren't anything. I don't have Bitcoin and investments. I don't have a portfolio. I live with...
Well, that's even more disturbing.
Yeah.
So, because you're a business major, but can't do your own taxes.
Well, I was a business graduate and like only for the past year, all right? You knew me in 2008, you'd be like, this guy couldn't decipher a balance sheet versus a clock in stub. So
you couldn't do that in 2008.
Yeah. I've been doing my own taxes before I got my degree.
Well, no, I do my taxes too, but I pay a service for it. So to make sure that number one, there's a record of it. And number two, if there's anything that comes back on me, it's on H&R Block.
Well, yeah.
And that actually has helped me out. So, but anyways, I digress.
My taxes are so easy. I would never pay someone to do them.
So, anyways, I'm on my way here from Fort Worth, and on 114, I ran into a standing water on the highway.
It was just standing there?
Oh, dude, it was just...
Did it have his thumb out?
Was it doing taxes?
Yeah. Trying to get somewhere else.
Yeah.
It was like...
It was hitchhiking?
We'll screw your car up for food.
Yeah.
What it would say. And so, we all kind of avoided it. It was just like, you just kind of had to get around and drive on the little service lane.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, we just slowed down one. That's fine. And then 2 minutes later, there's another one. And I'm like, okay, it's weird because the whole time I just remember hearing it rain, but I didn't remember seeing it rain. And it didn't really rain the whole time that I drove here. I mean, it was raining, but it wasn't like the torrential downpour. So then I hit another pocket and I start thinking like, okay, this is kind of bad. Maybe I should probably turn around. And I was just like, nah, I looked at the little group text that we have going on. Nobody's texted me. And I was like, screw it. Let's just go.
Meanwhile, while this is going on, Eric's texting me saying he's not going to go because there's so much flooding around his neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, but wait, what time was that you looked at the message, the group message thing?
Oh, like, the thing is like, it started getting a little hairy because traffic was a little, compressed. No. I wonder what the hookers did for, did they hit for higher ground? Oh, your homeless people definitely did.
Yeah,
oh, did
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, they got...
My homeless people.
Yeah,
one of these bridges has a wall that they can climb up over and on top of, but the other one is just completely
clear. No, they
were,
you could see them like up in the rafters. They looked like they were sitting in the cheap seats at a playoff game. like I think there was a guy selling hot dogs up
there.
Oh my gosh.
From QT.
And so I said screw it, and then I exit for Mockingbird. And this is where it takes a turn.
That's a big mistake.
Well, I you know what? Yeah, actually it was.
Have you done your taxes at this point?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your taxes are done.
My taxes are done. I'm okay. Like, "Hey, I'm getting $150 back. Woohoo."
Feeling great.
Feeling feeling good about life.
Now you need a new car because you went through a puddle.
No, well, no.
And new tires. And yeah. Sounds like.
No. We will get to it. So I stop at Mockingbird. And I mean, I'm stopped there for 20, 30 minutes. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And because all the cars have filed into one single lane. And I'm like, okay, this isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like three cars go through and then the light changes. And then another three cars go through and the light changes. And then all of a sudden I realize like, oh, I see what I'm up against. And that water, I opened my car door as I pulled up to the intersection. I, you know, and I'm in a 4Runner. It's not, it's not a jacked up 4Runner, but it's still.
No, it's pretty jacked up.
It's tall.
It's tall for, for what I, compared to what we all drive here. And so I open my door and I look at the little step that I have and that water is probably a half an inch away from like.
Hitting that step.
Yeah, hitting that step.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, you know what? F- it. I'm not gonna stay here.
Yeah.
So just go with it. Because I saw the cars go through that made it, and they had a little bit lower profile than me. So I'm like, all right, I'll do it. And dude, that is pretty hair-raising. I was pretty nervous. And the thing was, is like, you just kind of had to keep going. And I'm sitting there, lights are turning red and green. You're going to have to run the red light. Well, run it as best as you can. And so I basically pulled through and I'm just
T-boned by a boat.
Well, the thing was is that there was an 18 wheeler that was stopped coming the other way on 35.
Yeah.
And he was just, I guess he was just picking his time to go. So I'm like, okay, screw it. Let's go. If I'm going to waterlog my car, you know what? Fine. Screw it. And so as I turn, there is a disabled Dodge Charger, like right in front of the office building. And that guy is like he's getting people to help him push it into the little parking lot. And I'm like, oh man. And I was just thinking like, man, maybe I could get to the other side of 35 and get down Mockingbird and I could just get away from this mess. No, there is no way. Because as I pulled through, I saw that there were three cars already stuck. There was a Land Rover that was stuck. So I was like, well, if the Land Rover didn't make it, I'm not making it.
No, it's not a water rover.
Yeah. Yeah. A sea rover.
Right.
And so I was just like, screw it. I got to turn into the office building.
Yeah.
So the guy, I let the guy push his car in. Actually, the guy, no, it wasn't that he pushed his car in. He had a truck drag him in with his parking brake engaged and everything. Because his car just is all electric. It won't fire at that point.
Yeah.
So I let them go because I'm like, all right, I'm kind of cool here because it actually got a little bit better right in front of the right when you turn into the office building, but not much. But I just got in there and I just kind of wiped my brow and then I just pulled up to the elevated part where we always park. And then I get out and I'm like looking around. And I mean, seriously, I felt like I was on an island.
Yeah,
because when I looked down 35 or 183 headed north, nothing but water. And I looked at 35 coming south. Nothing but water, and there's nothing but water in front of the office building. So my only option was like to climb down the side
and go to the strip club
and you know just wait it out. And I was like, well, that's not a feasible option because I didn't have any money.
You could have rode that metal horse they have in front of the strip club.
There it is.
You can get to that from the top.
I didn't think about it, and so. I just pull in and everybody did the same thing. They go up into the parking lot, they do a lap, they get out and they look, they kind of sit there and calculate in their mind like, okay, do you think I can make it? Well, that car made it and oh, that car didn't make it. And then I pulled down to the office building and I swear to God, in that time, the whole front filled up with cars trying to escape.
And meanwhile, he's telling us this and I'm like, go grab some audio.
And then here's the deal though. I got y'all's text message. I looked at the time. I probably was getting it right as I was traversing Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Like I look at my phone and I was like, and so then all these people start pulling in. I mean, you've got all sorts of walks of life. I mean, there's
well, I like how you say that. You're going through these waters and you still think we're going to all come here and do a show.
Well, I didn't realize it until I looked at my phone.
Oh.
Because, I mean, the thing was, it was like, all right, do I pull out my phone and start recording? I started to text. I mean, it was...
Yeah. The answer is always yes. I even recorded.
Seriously.
Yeah, he did.
My heart rate was up. Like, I was jacked from adrenaline. And so...
That's the perfect time to interview people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I start kind of walking around, and I'm like, all right, what am I doing here? And seriously, I look at everybody. Dude, it was just a smorgasbord of people. Just all the random people that you see pulled up at an intersection from all different walks of life. Guess what? They're all pulled in and we're sitting here wondering what's going on. Well, it's not nothing to wonder. It just rained a lot and Dallas has a infrastructure. or at least this part.
Yeah, and it, all over the news was this intersection.
Oh, yeah.
Right
here. Yeah, and I mean, so I'll get to that here in a little bit, but then I just started thinking like, well, okay, I want to make the best out of this. So, you know, I'm talking to a few people and, you know,
not
people,
reporting, yeah, by the way.
Not recording.
Let the record show.
Yeah.
Not recording.
So, and then, you know, there's people that, I don't know how there were people that were escaping, that, you know, the waters would start to go down over time and you'd see people kind of disappear. But for a point there, your whole parking lot was filled up. There were at least 10 to 15 cars up here in this parking mm-hmm. lot. And it was like seriously, I called it a refugee camp.
You know, the lower level parking you have to pay for? Like, you have to pay for?
Oh, no. That was completely full. That was completely flooded.
That's why, like, I'm glad I never parked there.
I looked in there.
Yeah.
And, dude, there was one car. It was like a Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the water was,
like, that would have been me.
Up to the window. Your car would have been done.
Yeah.
I walk up to five people and I'm like, hey, you think we could get some sound? Just a few words and
sound.
And
I don't know.
Yeah. What's going on here?
And it was just like, it was so
funny.
Can
we get some sort of noise?
And it was, dude, it was at least the five people that I approached were just like, they seemed so annoyed that I was trying to make light of the situation. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to make light. I'm trying to document.
Yeah.
I am.
And so I was just met with a resounding no. Or no.
See, that
would
have been perfect. We could at least did a montage.
Right, yeah. Of you being rejected.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if they say yes or no. You always record.
Yeah. And then Clark, right. Well, you should have said, well, since you can't give me any audio, then I'm going to charge you because this is private property.
Oh, so, yeah. So this is the other thing. Like, I said that I was in this office building, and then people started asking me about, like, well, when does this happen, and are there people here that can help us, and like, can you talk to the building manager about
the answer
moving cars?
Cars, no.
And I looked at them and I was like,
I'm stuck here with you.
Do you think I run this place?
You could have said anything you wanted.
Yeah,
these people don't know you. And
no,
you
could
have got away with it.
But it was so funny because, like, there was seriously an old dude parked in his Mercedes. And he wouldn't get out because he was scared.
Oh, yeah, you.
So the part is, like, I stayed two and a half hours here waiting.
I thought it was like four.
No, it was like two and a half.
But the water did recede.
It went down enough to where, like, I just basically stood on top here and looked at cars going through. And I was like, okay, that car is definitely, like, there was a Ford Ranger that went through. And I was like, okay, he's lower than me. And then we're all debating, like, do you go slow or do you drive fast?
I like how people were asking you, do you know of anybody who can help us? What do you want, a helicopter?
Yeah.
Like, how?
And meanwhile,
a giant straw?
And meanwhile, when this is happening, like, there was a fire truck that came down Mockingbird and saw how bad the water was and did a U-turn and went back.
Yeah.
So if, like, the fireman's not coming, I'm telling you, this.
Do you know somebody at the Navy that could just bring a ship real quick and offload everyone?
Yeah, because that station is, I mean, not even a block away.
Oh, dude, they just turn around.
Yeah, that's an expensive piece of equipment.
Yeah. And so, and, you know, you take the calculated risk.
Just wait. You just wait. You're in an elevated level. Yeah. You just wait.
She wanted someone to come drop refreshments and, what do you call it? Those like foil, like, blanket things.
Yeah. FEMA. Yeah. They wanted FEMA to come down.
Well, can you call? I mean, you know someone here, right?
For like a two block radius that's mildly flooded.
But I mean, and so at one point we were all getting entertained by watching, was this car going to make it? Was that car going to make it?
Dude, that
could have
been fun. You could eat the whole thing.
I was actually
recording yourself talking obnoxiously loud to everybody else
actually,
about it.
I was actually wanting to start bet money on.
That would have been great.
But everybody was like, no.
Look at all these bits that you're thinking of after the fact.
But see, everybody was not, well, no, I actually said that. I was like, hey, I bet you $10 he'll make it through. And the guy was like, yeah, he'll make it through. Every time I tried to place a bet, like, they would agree with me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need a contradiction for the bet to actually be real, the wagering, you know.
That still would have been great audio, though.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Well, you know what?
You let them say theirs first, and then you just take the opposite.
Well, it's
we should have Jaime float on down from his
new studio.
Yeah. Like, you know, remember Jungle Book where Baloo's kind of floating on the water and Mowgli's sitting on his stomach? That's Jaime. He could have just floated down, singing Bare Necessities. Come up here and interviewed everybody, and then the water went down, and you could have taken them back.
But also, you know, we could have also told them that Jerry Lewis was here, trapped in the flood.
Oh my God, I gotta save him! Swimming, loses 150 pounds just by swimming a mile.
So I mean, it actually was pretty it was terrifying.
Oh, I can believe it. Yeah,
yeah. Because I mean,
for, I had to drive through it for a second, not the water, but the very, very hard rain.
The hard rain. See, and that was,
the and thing I couldn't that, see anything. I'm on the highway,
and that was the thing that was so screwy about it is that I didn't see any of that kind of rain at all that day.
Yeah,
not like what would have produced that.
It's rained so much though.
Yeah, lately. Everything
it comes
so,
from everywhere.
Oh right. Yeah,
all the backed up lakes and stuff.
Well, Michael has something. I have something to confess.
You didn't really flood.
Well, no, I wasn't flooded over there. Yeah. I was actually headed over here, and I decided that I wanted to go out to eat my mom instead. And so I made it. I drove around all around Dallas during all this.
Trying to find a picture?
No, trying to find somewhere to eat my mom.
Oh.
Where I parked at Northwest High with Olive Garden.
Oh, that's right. Cause Eric,
oh, wow.
First off, Eric says, I'm not going to be able to come in because it's flooding and stuff like that. I said, all right, well, you can do the show from the house. He goes, my internet's going in and out.
but he's sitting on his butt in the parking lot.
He's at all
eating endless breadsticks and salad.
I wasn't eating. No, I was waiting for my mom. My mom said that she was going to meet me there. I said, okay. And that's where I got the footage of all that street was flooded. Northwest Highway was flooded. But I got there fine.
Where on Northwest
no
Highway?
No problem.
Right where the guy was pushing out his car.
Loop 12, yeah.
Papacitos.
Loop 12 and Northwest Highway.
Papacitos.
I drove all around from Tarrant County to Dallas. No problem. It was raining hard.
Did you drive back?
I drove back. No problem. Well, actually, no. I drove from Tarrant County to Northwest Highway. No problem. Not flooded or anything. My car is lower than yours, so no problem. I drove from Northwest Highway to Oak Cliff off of 30 in Westmoreland. No problem.
Yeah.
Ate there at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Like when he says no problem, he's looking at me like I caused
because
the damn rain.
Who was really like, who was really making up what story? Because I had no problem driving around everywhere.
So I love how you're defending your made up story. Well, no, now
is that
you're,
made
your
up?
Confession. Your confession. So
I actually have a receipt.
Okay,
and I have video footage which you do not.
Here's my video footage of me deceiving you.
But the thing of it is, who's lying, you or me? Because I actually had a problem driving all around Dallas. But all of a sudden, you're conveniently...
Well, I got trapped.
Oh, I can't. Poor me. Somebody come help me.
Yo, rescue me.
Wait, call
first of all, I didn't.
Michael,
didn't.
How can you do this to me? I was here early and you canceled the show.
I was here 2 hours early. How dare you not risk your life?
You must be confusing me with the refugees. All right? I was this close to forming a small government. All right?
You got through saying...
I had to tell these people, like, hey, do not lose your...
Yeah,
I will be mayor here, and if it's not mayor, I am king. And it was awesome because I had a castle with the moat. How about that?
But
they were my loyal subjects.
The thing of it
they
is,
they were holding on to my word. What were you doing?
You have an SUV, and you're scared to go through a puddle.
No, dude.
I have a sedan, a low riding sedan, and I'm driving all around Dallas, no problem.
Well, that makes you dumb then.
How?
Because you had a low riding sedan.
The thing of it is, there was no water anywhere that was high enough to get into my car to mess it up. And you're you're like 5 feet off the ground,
dude. Yeah, I mean, do I have to show you the videos again?
You never showed us anything.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did. I totally did.
You could have ripped those off of Facebook from years ago.
It's from Starbucks.
It's from Dallas, Texas TV.
Yeah.
Do you guys follow that Instagram?
No.
Follow that Instagram.
There's actually also a good one called Smash the Topic on Facebook.
What's that about?
It's just local, like, hey, there's a shooting at Ledbetter Road.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Dallas, Texas TV is. I followed it actually the weekend of these storms because I saw all the flooding going on that Instagram page. But it makes Dallas look way more crazy than what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this is happening right now?
No, I think it's just...
No, it shows you exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
You just don't see how crazy.
I don't know. I've lived here my whole life and never seen half the stuff.
Dude, come
Some
on.
Guy got arrested on his roof yesterday. I'm like, what?
Well,
never seen it.
What about
this.
The kid banging his skateboard at North Park?
Oh, yeah. They were saying there was a shooting and it was a kid banging the skateboard.
That was actually Clark.
Well, that was,
It was mad.
Oh, no.
They sent out the whole active shooter thing and everything.
You'll never catch me on a skateboard.
I don't know if the skateboard can handle
end
it.
Up like you.
I know. We have two iron leg mans.
So that was my wild wet weekend. And the funny thing was like as I drive back to
please tell us the funny thing. We're waiting.
Well no, when I drive back to where I live, I actually stopped at the restaurant I work in because I'm like, man, I need a drink. And
you're allowed to go into your restaurant on your day off?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. It's not like Salt Bay's restaurant. We're actually cool.
Interesting.
And so
a terrifying experience.
So I'm sitting there and I'm looking at they had NBC5's newscast on for some whatever reason, and I'm sitting there looking at it, and they had these like reporters in this, it was like some upscale neighborhood in Plano. And this poor fool is just sitting there. He's got his rain slicker on, looking like he's the hurricane guy on the Weather Channel. Like he's reporting.
It's gonna
rain.
The
only thing this guy was showing, I swear to God, it was like, you know those subdivisions where they have the black fence and everybody shares that same black fence.
Yeah, yeah. It's like golf courses.
It's pretty much the same. Yeah, exactly. And a part of the fence had toppled over. And he was just sitting there reporting on it like he was in front of the Superdome during Katrina.
Right. Y'all surely saw Geraldo get slammed by the wave during that one hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Geraldo?
Yeah.
So that was what was so funny is that like I had better flood footage, weather footage on my phone than what Channel 5 was putting on.
You should have sent it to Dallas, Texas TV or the news outlets or anything like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm not ready to break out yet as a media star. So I'm still getting my sea legs, no pun intended, here at the studio. Actually, pun intended.
Yeah,
I meant that.
That was a good one.
I meant that.
That was a good one.
Michael, I think he sent it, but they verified it was false footage.
They saw
and
a shark.
Rejected, like, no sir.
They were like, stop the count. Stop the rain.
They saw a shark swimming through it on Mockingbird. They're like, nah, this isn't real. This is some app.
So that was my Wet Wild weekend.
And then I don't know if we've mentioned this. You got the J&J Oops All Clots shot.
Yes, yes, yes. And I have a reason for it. I have a reason for it.
What?
Well, because of Corona?
Well, no. I mean, if I die and it's tied to J&J, then you know what? Hook my family up with that class action lawsuit money.
Oh, but that means we got to do stuff.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't because you're not my family.
Oh. You said y'all and us. I don't want to do all
really,
that.
Really, when I say my family, I really
I already
got to
go to your funeral.
Person.
I don't want
to
do all this other stuff.
Well,
oh, I mean, now I got to get involved in a class action lawsuit to help Clark out and his family out.
You don't do it. You just say, hey, I knew the guy. Give me some money.
I don't want the money.
Well, then what the hell do you even care about?
I thought it was for your family. You wanted us to take up the mantle and take care of your family. I don't want to do all that. It's too much work.
No, I mean, I
would
put that on you.
Paying for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But how is that because you voluntarily took it?
Yeah.
It wasn't like they forced you to do it.
You signed a waiver.
There's people that voluntarily took, you know, got those little mesh things to help with blood clots and it kills them. There's class action lawsuits all the time.
Well, I mean, I know there is, but like things that are like that, like the, that they, government approved. And it's
so then
the
FDA approves
like Tylenol.
It. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like people take it thinking, oh, it's safe. But you knew that it wasn't safe because it was all over the news.
No.
You still, and then they said, oh, okay, it's okay to go ahead and take it now.
Well, you know, I sued Red Bull because the Red Bull didn't give me wings. And so I got a free case.
How did that work out?
Yeah, it worked out really well. I got a free case of Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And now they have to spell wings with W-I-I-N-G-S.
Do you remember when Pepsi had the commercial where if you earned enough points, you could win a fighter jet, and a dude actually did it. Like, he earned enough points, and then they wouldn't give it to him.
Really?
Yeah, and he ended up suing them, but I don't know what he ended up getting.
Probably got...
Should be the equivalent of whatever that fighter jet
he probably
was.
Can eat for free at any Taco Bell / KFC / Pizza Hut. So...
So he's dead now.
See, I also sued Bumble, because I was on Bumble. I had Bumble Prime for like 2 weeks, like, 4 years
Prime?
Ago.
You got no sense.
They have a Prime?
Or Plus or something. I don't know what it is. It's just basically like you could swipe more or what. I don't know. I don't remember what it was. It's when I was in Chicago for 2 weeks. And I was trying to meet people.
Strange. Yeah.
I was just trying to meet people. I didn't know anybody there.
You should have gone on Grindr. You'd have met somebody real quick.
I know I would.
The second that you would have landed.
By the way, today, I mean, it is Gay Pride Month.
Yay.
So happy, just remember
happy,
to.
Happy Pride.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just remember to support your local gay.
He did. He came in very proud with his colorful look, right?
Yeah. Very flamboyant.
Yes.
If you looked at the group of us, you would be like, that's the gay one.
Yes. And it's Dallas Pride weekend.
Yeah. So, again, $99 a day, you can support your local gay.
So, can I ask a...
$99 a day buys them mimosas, a good outfit.
Okay.
And
a Liberace record?
That's outdated.
Okay, that's, oh, sorry.
That's an old gay reference.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
Yeah.
There's a TikTok called... I think it's just called The Old Gays. It's hilarious, man. It's these three old gay dudes, and I think they're in San Francisco, and they're funny as hell, man.
I follow them on OnlyFans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So real quick question, then.
Yeah.
What's the big gay event in October?
Oh, you mean the Halloween? No, that's the Halloween parade.
Is it? It's just...
That's separate. Yeah.
I mean, it's still prideful, but it's not...
Well, no, because, like, I work for a restaurant that did... The restaurant... Actually, it's closed now. It's a Dish, and mm-hmm. I worked there...
Plate?
cutlery.
Yeah.
I worked there and they had a restaurant open on Cedar Springs.
Yeah.
And like that was like they had to pull me from another location to work there because they was like, hey, it's gonna be extreme amount of volume. And also my ex-girlfriend at the time, she was really...
Oh, we don't have time to get into her whole love life.
Well, yeah. I thought you were going to hit the sounder when I said ex-girlfriend.
You're sleeping over there.
So, yeah.
Well, I thought we were going somewhere interesting.
The computer's
no, but
sleeping,
I had to work there one day, and it was in October. And I thought like, oh, is this the Pride Parade? But,
no,
you know.
It's a Halloween. That's a Halloween block party.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there a gay...
This is MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. MZ Now.
Call 1-888-MZ Live, did the number 5. Call 1-888-MZ Live, did the number 5.
It started out like any other day.
Hey, Michael, come ride the scooter with us.
Until everything changed.
Oh my God! Somebody call 911! Help! Somebody help!
Zavala was in Deep Ellum on Labor Day. He and a friend hopped on scooters headed toward downtown when he hit a manhole cover. For Michael, his first scooter ride was his last.
Well, we were able to save the leg, but there were some interesting side effects.
Based on a true story.
What's happening, homie? Where that money at, fool? You my neighborhood.
He's up there, killer. I don't want any trouble.
Leave that man alone!
What the hell?
Did you just block that bullet with your leg?
I guess I did. Why is Samuel L. Jackson calling me?
Iron Leg Man, the last Avenger, coming this summer.
Hi there, this is Christopher Lloyd. You're listening to MZ.
MZ Now. Online at mznow.tv. MZ Now.
Hey, this is Richard Todd, and you're listening to Michael Zavala.
Online at mznow.tv.
So for those wondering, I did finally make it to L.A.
L.A.?
Yay.
You got to say it like that. L.A.
L.A. To the Cecil Hotel?
Did you get some
street tacos
in L.A.?
I did not.
Did you get Roscoe's?
I did.
All right.
That's the whole reason why I wanted to go was Roscoe's. So I'm not going to recap this, but because we talked about this 2 weeks ago, but you know, I've been trying to go to L.A. for a long time. Something happens every time. It's almost like the universe doesn't want me to go.
Mm-hmm. You should have taken that as a sign.
Right. Like it broke my leg, the universe.
Like that chick in a Cecil Hotel?
Day one. there's a body here in the room, but I love this place.
I'm trying to search myself, and I don't know who I am, but I think I'm going to find myself in this mangy, dungy, rundown.
Moldy hotel.
It just needs to be spruced up a little bit.
Yeah.
But she's good. Hey, she has good bones.
She has good bones. We have a dead body every day, but that's just part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of the hotel business.
It's the ambiance.
Yeah. So, you know, I decided that last weekend, it was a holiday weekend. I didn't have anything going on. Might as well bite the bullet, go to LA. Because to get there would be free, basically. Now, once I'm there, it's ridiculous. I was on a holiday weekend, you know, and a weekend in general, everything's just ridiculous. I just forgot how expensive LA really was. Next time I go, Eric, we're going together and splitting a bunch of stuff.
Well, no, I don't think it was that expensive.
No, this weekend
One bedroom?
No, we're going to get a suite.
Okay.
Because I know whenever we last time we went, well, I mean, it was years ago, but we never really... went crazy spending money. Like
I'll tell you this.
At Dave and Buster's, and it was a reasonable price.
Yeah, I'm not talking even in the restaurants. I'm just talking about the hotel.
You went to L.A. and visited a Dallas staple restaurant where it was actually invented in Dallas.
It was right next to our hotel.
Yeah.
Like it was in the same building.
Did you hit up the Chili's too?
We did at the airport.
Oh, yeah, didn't we?
Yeah.
God. Well, what else is there? Well, did they have an old Phoenix there? Did you go to Camp
on the border?
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean,
they have a Taco Bell. That's incredible to die for.
No, it's Del Taco.
Yeah,
actually.
Del Taco.
Yeah.
Got to do the Del Taco in L.A.
And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go. I'm not going to relax until I'm in L.A.
Okay.
Because something can happen. I stayed home a lot. I didn't go out anywhere. I didn't do anything. Because I didn't want to break another bone that would prevent me from going. So the day comes, I get to the airport, I'm sitting in the airplane. Everything's working too smooth right now. Anything can happen. But they're, you know, they're going through the flight attendants are doing the little cross check stuff, you know. So I'm like, wow, this might actually happen. I might be in LA here in a few hours. About 10 minutes past when we were supposed to take off, the pilot comes on. Let me get the pilot voice here.
Did you fly out of DFW?
Oh my God.
Love Field.
Oh my God! If you pull a William Shatner in the Twilight Zone,
no,
I'm gonna. I'm gonna fly this window.
I did say that though a couple of times on the flight.
There's something on the wing.
Test. There we go.
So the pilot will come on and he's like,
"Thank you for flying Alaskan Airlines. We have we're just filling up some last minute paperwork." And then we'll be out on the way, probably 10 minutes.
They told you they were filling out paperwork?
Yeah, last minute paperwork is what they said.
Paperwork? What? Like insurance policy?
Yeah.
They found out someone on the flight has a $1 million leg.
No, it's the application for the pilot. Hey, it was new.
Real quick, were you like, I can't go through the metal detector?
No, it doesn't go off.
What?
I have no problem. I went to a DMX concert rest in peace, and they wanted me. And I had them specifically wand me around the leg. No problem.
You were like, hey, check here, man.
Yeah.
Check over here.
I might have a bomb in here. So anyway, the guy says, yeah, they're filling last minute paperwork, yada, yada, yada.
It's orientation paperwork.
Yeah.
It's sexual harassment training, continued education.
So he says, it takes 10 minutes. 20 minutes later, the pilot comes back on.
Just a message is not clearing out on the computer screen here, but we got IT on it, and they'll be...
That's never good.
In 15 minutes or so, we'll be out on the way.
By the way, just for people who are wondering, Clark's watching the Game 7 of the Mavs and Clippers, so he's giving live reaction as we're doing
and
the show.
It looks like Tim Hardaway Jr. just came down on his ankle wrong.
Was it an overseas company? IT?
Yeah, probably was. I don't know. We weren't on. They didn't patch the call through the intercom system. I wish they did. So we're sitting there. About another 25 minutes goes by.
We're almost done. We just had to clear this code, and we'll be out in the way. Maybe 10 minutes.
15 minutes go by. This lady in this vest comes in.
What?
And she's like, says something. I can't hear. She's way in the front of the plane, and they had the engines going on and stuff, so you can't hear anything. And she's like, we're probably going to have to deboard the plane, blah, 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 blah. I'm just hearing like bits and pieces of it. And I'm like, of course. Everyone else is frustrated, but I'm like, of course this would happen to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then she says that. So I start unplugging all my stuff, putting it back in my backpack, thinking we're going to take off. And then the pilot comes back on.
Yeah, we just, you know how you have a computer problem at home?
I'm not making this up. This is exactly what he said.
You know, and sometimes you just got to turn it off and turn it back on.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're about to do on the plane. So we're going to shut everything down and turn it back on.
So I say very loud. So the tech support guy said to turn the computer off and turn it back on.
That's the number one thing you do.
Yeah.
Did you try unplugging the plane?
So I'm pretty sure you flew. Was it a newer type plane?
Mm-hmm.
So you were probably flying on one of those new 737 Maxes, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
so
the ones that were blowing up.
They weren't blowing up. They were
flash action suit.
Yeah.
Against those.
Yeah, that is actually what they recommend, because what the pilots could have done in some of those situations, and it sounds scary. It really does.
Just run it like check engine light. Just let it go.
You basically shut the plane down.
Mid-air?
You shut the plane down. Yeah.
And you're
still gonna glide. Well, you're going about 550 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine they shut the plane down, like they turn the key off?
Well, dude, I mean,
and the plane just stops in the air.
To be quite honest with you, you know how slow you're going when you're landing. compared to like gliding
in the air. Yeah,
that's what I mean. They're not lowering flaps for landing gear, so they could glide in theory for a good maybe I don't know, man. I'm not a pilot, but like 5-6 minutes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like that's
well,
the
you
whole
see it
thing.
On movies. No, when the engine goes out. They're all like, oh no, I have a whole dialogue.
I bet you they're sweating their ass off, like hoping that, like, yeah, I hope it reboots real quick. But that was the only thing that could have saved it. So what they're doing is that they got some sort of weird software error.
It was a warning light,
and that's the only. That's
it was
the only
a check
way
engine.
Yeah, but those planes that were going down were like, I think they were like 5 and 6 hour plane rides.
Right.
So you don't, I mean, to be quite honest with you, that's the world we live in.
Yeah, but we hadn't even left we were still at the gate.
Well, would you rather it happen when he's like
no,
taking
I
off?
I wasn't mad at all because, again, I expected something like this.
Yeah.
But the pilot kept saying, 10 more minutes, we got this, we're going to clear it up. The lady had just come up and said, we're going to deboard, and then the pilot comes back on and says, no, we should be good, we'll be on our way in 10 minutes after we... unplug and plug back in the plane.
They can't even get on the same page.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then after...
oh, my God.
So the pilot... we're sitting there, and then the plane turns off, comes back on.
Were they unplugging him and booting him back up?
Yeah. To reboot the pilot.
Was C-3PO the captain?
Oh, yeah. So they unplug the plane, plug it back in, plane reboots. You hear the Mac operating system turn on?
Nah, dude. Nah. They're definitely Windows.
That's the problem.
They're definitely Windows.
That's what it was like, that big dung.
They got the blue screen dung. Right before takeoff. they're like, PC load letter. What the f*** does that mean?
So then the plane comes back on. Everything reboots. Pilot comes back on about 15 minutes later.
Yeah, so things have just gotten bad to worse.
and I'm not making that up. That's exactly what he's saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Things went from bad to worse. We're going to have to deboard the plane, and then we have to... So basically
what happened was...
No. There was a pilot sensor. Voice, because okay. I'd rather the pilot voice be so, I want him to get
this
conversational.
This is what happened.
So here's what's going on. We have a wing ice sensor on the plane that detects ice on the wing, and we thought it was an error, but it's not. In LA, it's a certain temperature, and the system is saying that we might form ice on the wing if we go in at this time. So we're going to let it pass so the warning light goes off, and then we'll start our trip to LA.
Dude, that's crazy.
So I said, well, maybe this is probably not going to happen, you know? So we get all of our stuff, get off the plane, and when it's about an hour, 15 minutes, they start boarding the plane back again. So it wasn't terrible. It wasn't
the same plane?
Same plane. Because what it was is a sensor that was basically saying, hey, there's potential for icing on the wing if we go at this point because of the altitude or whatever. So wait till that, whatever that moisture or whatever was in the air, wait till that passes, and then we can go. And that's how they were able to clear the code.
So it wasn't an error. It was like a warning saying, hey, don't go.
Yeah, it was a little like...
Because you guys could possibly die.
Well, it wasn't even like that. It was more of like a TPMS light.
But meanwhile, if this was 1973, the pilot would have just lit up a cigarette and been like, screw it, we're going.
Yeah.
Fasten your seatbelt.
What was that Denzel Washington movie where he's a pilot and he's always drunk and high?
Oh, gosh.
Snakes on a Plane?
Spirit.
With their training manual?
Yeah.
The training video for
Denzel
Spirit.
Washington. It's called, and I forgot what it, Whit Whitaker. That's what his name was in the movie.
Okay.
So those pilots would have gone Whitaker.
Well, I mean.
Loaded up a joint.
I mean, that's the thing is that like when, I mean, planes were analog at some point.
It looks like it's just called flight.
Flight. That's
flight.
Yeah.
And
fly
so,
spirit.
Like, a lot of people say that like, hey, a true pilot is one that can actually, you know, feel the aircraft and know the conditions and has
like
done that.
Sully.
Done that. Yeah. I mean, and he was an Air Force trained pilot. So you can't, and I'm guaranteed, probably, more than likely, your guys that were flying the plane had some sort of military training.
I think it would have been fine. I think it was just...
Why? Because...
The FAA probably
would
have
let easily
them.
To get hired. They get hired way quickly, and for you to work yourself up as a commuter flight.
He didn't have any type of IT experience.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing, is that now pilots are basically subtle computer engineers.
I think everything would have been fine. You know,
yeah,
I think,
I'm pretty sure
a pilot
thought it would too.
I think it would have been, it was just like a TPMS light. Hey, you're a little low here. It's a little suggestion light, but in order to take off, you have to have all those lights cleared. And that's what they had to do. So it wasn't like the plane's in danger type situation. But anyway, so we load back on the plane. But now the computer system is down. So when you go back into reboard, they can't scan your thing. They have to write it down manually on a piece of paper. My name, seat number, all of that stuff.
What?
Because the computer system's down. So then we all get on the plane and we're sitting there, 15 minutes. Pilot comes back on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be off here in about 15 minutes. We just have to call Seattle.
Which is where Alaska headquarters are. They have to call the what do you call the roster? They got to call that in because they can't send it electronically because
the manifest
because the computer's down. So they have to manually go in and say Michael Zavala's in seat 20A, blah blah blah. You know, everybody on the plane. It's a full plane, so that's taking forever.
Yeah, just about 10 more minutes. We'll be out in the sky. LA is really nice right now.
This whole time,
that'd be great. I'd be so happy if you were here right now.
Hardaway's coming in, guys.
I'd be thinking, like, this dude has no concept of time. Like, are we going to make it in 3 hours?
Right, exactly. And he kept saying stuff like...
Yeah, or bedside manner.
Yeah, no, that's the first thing I thought. No, is that dude would have been a totally terrible doctor.
But that's what Southwest does. I mean, it's you know what? I'd rather my pilot... Or, sorry.
Alaskan.
You're right. But Alaskans, I mean, if they're at least transparent with you, hey, let me know what's going on.
Yeah, but don't tell me 10 minutes and it's going to be... Like, if there's a problem... You should have told me there was a warning light, a check engine light on at the very beginning that you're trying to work to clear it. I know that you're trying to comfort us and letting us know the plane's okay, but don't tell me 10 more minutes and we'll be off in the air.
And then once we get in the air, we're going to fly as fast as possible to get there on time.
Like, why wouldn't you do that all the time? Why wouldn't you fly as fast as possible all the time?
That's get one it. Of the...
there you go.
That's one of the bonuses of Southwest for their pilots. Like, if you can, like, keep your flight time shorter than they're scheduled,
yeah,
like, you get bonus money for that.
It's like when you, like, you're driving and you do your map somewhere and it's like you'll be there in 9 minutes.
Come on!
That's a Southwest pilot, by the way. We made it 5 minutes early. They can fly us out with
it. We made $50.
Yeah, but we were delayed 2 hours.
He called his wife. Go ahead and buy that dress. So anyway, now it's taking another...
Wait, how long has it been since your schedule time?
Oh, it's been 3 hours now.
What?
Oh, damn. You could have been in L.A. by then.
Yeah.
At least you could have walked to L.A. Sit in the plane the whole time.
Or at least El Paso.
Right, at least we got an hour to go back into the airport.
Yeah.
So then the pilot comes back on.
So, yeah, headquarters aren't taking our manual piece of paper we wrote everyone's name down on. There seems to be some sort of discrepancy, so... It's just taking us a little bit. We're trying to figure it all out.
You know,
out.
It was you. Like,
I know
wait.
What it is. They misspelt your last name.
That's what it was. No, Zavala. Not a B.
We got a Michael Zavala. I don't know. I can't pronounce it. He needs to get off this flight. We need to figure out who this is.
So 10 more minutes, right? So we're sitting there. And then this lady next to me, across the aisle from me, she ain't having it. This is it. She goes, excuse me. Calls the. That's exactly what she did. She said, excuse me. She calls the yeah. stewardess over. They need to tell us what's going on. Because this is crazy. They're not telling us what's going on. She's like, well, ma'am, they are telling you what's going on. Like, they've explained the whole process. You know, that's what she's saying. But everyone on the plane knows what's going on. You know what? Y'all need to give me some accommodations. Accommodation? What do you want? A Motel 6? La Quinta? What do you want?
So you had a Karen.
Oh yeah,
how about the accommodations that we get you there?
Yeah,
you don't die,
and you don't die.
Don't die in the air. Yeah, y'all know how much money I spent on these tickets.
Like this sounds
well, not
like,
that much because you're sitting in coach with me.
sounds like the woman that like if there's a problem with the plane and the damn mask drop down and you see the wing is on fire, she's still demanding
I don't want to put this
beer,
mask on. It's gonna,
or a drink.
It's gonna ruin my makeup. So she gets in this whole thing with the stewardess. I'm about to bring out my phone camera.
Yeah.
Because I want to be on, you know, World Star. Because she was this close to get kicked off the plane, for sure. But the stewardess handled it like a pro. She's like, this lady's going off and off and off. And she goes, ma'am, this is what... And she's trying to, like, talk over her to explain what's going on. She goes, don't raise your voice at me. You got attitude. And she goes, ma'am, I'm raising my voice so you can hear me over everything that's going on right now. She goes, you got attitude. You're going to lose attitude. And that steward goes, okay, and just walks off.
Hell yeah.
That's my kind of stewardess.
And then at the end, they give us like free drinks or whatever we wanted, you know, once we actually took off.
Like, let's get drunk. We don't know if we're dying.
Right.
hey, if I'm going to die, I'm at least going to do it with a legal alcohol limit over the, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like right now. Like right
now. I've had a few white claws.
He's had a few white claws.
This is not my first white claw experience, because I think you ordered one at a bar and didn't like it. And
it was awful.
Yeah.
That was a raspberry one.
They're terrible.
I don't know. Get yourself a grapefruit.
That's what I got up next. But
all right, you take the last grapefruit. You take the last grapefruit. I'll drink the rest of the trash.
And then, so we finally get in the air. We get in L.A. Everything's great. Go to the rental car place. And
Please tell me they couldn't give you a rental car because they had to reboot it.
No.
Please tell me that.
In L.A., the parking, at least in Hollywood, the parking's very small. You know, it's very, very tight parking. You got a lot of poles and stuff. It's just really weird. And so I always try to get one of the smallest cars possible so I can.
Smart car.
Yeah, maybe not a smart car. I don't want to die. But like a Ford Focus or a Toyota Corolla, something small that I can still put my luggage in the back and all that. So I had reserved, I think it was a Ford Focus. I go to this rental car place that is way off the beaten path. It's not a Hertz. It's not budget. Nobody.
It's just like locally owned.
Yeah. I think it's called Economy or, you know, Cash Car or something like that.
God.
So I get an Uber to take me there because they don't have a shuttle.
It's not actually in the airport.
Well, nothing's in the airport at LAX. You have to go off a little bit. It's in that area, but they don't have their own shuttle that picks you up. They have a lady in a white van that picks you up.
Where? Ooh. In the corner by the Cecil?
I don't know how to. I'm like, do y'all have a shuttle? Once I got there.
Does the van have windows?
No, I don't think it has windows. But they have a lot of candy and crackers and stuff on the inside. It's really nice.
Did the van like have some sort of like weird tune playing? Like, da-na-na-na.
It was that Tiny Tim. You know what I'm talking about? Is that his name? Tiny Tim?
Tiny Tim.
Through the window. When the sweat dropped down my balls. That one. I just got tired of waiting for, because they say that there's a shuttle, but then you see all the shuttles go by multiple times and none of them are for this, cash for rental or whatever it's called. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to Uber to it. So I call an Uber, go to the rental car place. And I said, yes, I got a Ford Focus. They said, well, we have your car here, but we're actually going to put you in. We're going to upgrade you. Oh, okay, cool. What kind of car? A minivan.
Hell yeah.
So we're sitting outside waiting for the van to come down the little corral area. And there's a cool minivan, like a really nice, brand new, decked out minivan. I thought, okay, if they give us that, I'm good with that. Like,
wow. And it just rolls on by.
Here comes the Astro.
So here comes, yeah, exactly. This white van's all beat up, scraped up on the side from hitting poles and stuff. Comes down. I'm like, oh, maybe that's just
it's Clark's car.
Maybe that's the shuttle. Yeah, yeah, it looks slightly better than Clark's car.
You know what? All y'all. Proud of my 4Runner.
Slight water damage, you know, from the storm.
It has some hail dents all over it.
So what this kind of reminds me of, have you ever seen the movie Vacation, the original?
Yeah.
So it's like
National Lampoon?
Like, yeah. Yeah. Like Chevy Chase's character, Clark Griswold.
See?
Yeah. Pretty much me.
Just way like, more successful, he, has a family and stuff.
He's thinking that he's getting the sport wagon. And then Eugene Levy pulls up and he's like, no, this is what you got. You got the family truck shirt. And he's like, hey, if you think you hate it now, just wait till you drive it.
That's exactly what this. So I get the van comes in. It's all beat up. Load everything in.
There's a blood stain in the back.
Blood stain in the back.
Like the back seat has been removed. They can't find it.
Yeah. So I load everything in. But so this is the cheapest rental car place.
I think
in LA for this weekend.
I think
guess how much I paid for it for 3 days. How much I pay for this rental car? Just guess.
Memorial Day weekend. You're in LA. Yeah. Memorial Day weekend. But four
bills.
But it looks
six.
Like I'm gonna go.
$1.
I'm going to go $129.
Spider's the closest at $400.
Jesus.
And because everywhere else, it doesn't matter what kind of car you got, was at least $500 to $600.
For
3 days.
Okay. So I just had a trip to Jacksonville and I had the option to get a rental car.
Yeah, but that's Florida.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, that's Florida. I'm in LA.
I'm in California. I didn't mean to, make a comparison
emissions rules.
We're talking about Salt Bay versus Outback at this point. What are you talking about?
Oh, dude, don't let my friends catching you talk bad about Jacksonville. Actually, at the wedding I went to, they said, hey, how do you like our white trash town? And I'm like, you know what?
It's fit in here.
I was like, it's like Mesquite.
These are my
with a river. Yeah, it's like no Mesquite doubt. With a river.
Well, you remember Leah from Vic?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where she was from, and that was, I mean, that was perfect. The whole description, thing. Yeah.
Clark's
yeah.
like, these are my people.
Oh, dude, no, I
this
had.
This is where I come
I had,
from.
I seriously had the best time in Jacksonville, and yeah. I came back with.
White Claws.
No. They actually had their wedding at a brewery.
Oh, that's classic.
And like, dude, I drank all their beers. They're okay.
I actually had their wedding at a Hooters.
But dude, it was unbelievably fun. I bet. I've been in such a great mood for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. So you're moving there now?
I don't know, man.
Maybe. You don't know. You
if they'll give you a job.
I applied to a credit repair place over there.
If it plays
You'll get a job over there.
Okay,
sounds
you
like.
Need to get that story straight. The company that I was trying to get a job for, it mm-hmm. wasn't credit repair.
Yeah.
It was just a financial institution.
Radio Shack might be hiring.
You know what?
All right, we're off. You know what? We've gone way left here, though. let the dude finish his story.
Right, what was I talking right. about? Oh, yeah. My trip to L.A.
The murder van rental car.
Yeah.
So the rental van, it was so expensive. Get in the car, get on the highway, heading to Hollywood, because I stayed at the W. And this thing is the worst thing. You punch on the gas. You have to go halfway before the vehicle would even move.
That's just minivans in general.
Yeah. I mean, I remember liking minivans when I was in high school because my buddy had one. And his parents had one. And we would, if we did shows or whatever, you know, they were
right,
in a band.
It's great if you're a band.
Yeah. And it's comfortable. But to drive it, it's completely awful. So here I am bumping West Coast hip hop in a white minivan driving
like, hey,
down
there's
the 101.
An ice cube.
Yeah. So I'm driving down and I'm like, I can't do this. I cannot drive this for 3 days. So we get to the hotel, valet it.
Valet a busted up car at the W?
Yeah. There was like Maseratis, all this stuff. And here comes me, Beverly Hillbilly.
Now don't scratch it. Okay. Yeah.
Don't scratch. I flip the keys to the valet guy. And then they valet it. Don't see it again until I'm ready to go back to the airport. And that was pretty much. So once I was there in LA, once I sat in the hotel and once I was at Roscoe's the next day, I'm like, I made it. I can die happy now. It was a great trip. Just relaxing. I didn't really do much. Roscoe's was all I went for. And that's what I got.
It looks like, anything it looks crazy. Like they have Zipcar in LA too, man.
I know. I should have done Zipcar. I honestly, the reason why I got a rental was because I didn't want to. Uber was really expensive, and it's just here where like you're waiting 20 minutes for an Uber now, and so I didn't want to do that. So I thought rental would save me money, but it really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It.
Yeah. Oh come on, that is a foul.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, I know.
Spending $400 on a minivan.
Their Memorial Day weekend.
I'll complain some more. Complain some more.
Go, Michael.
Okay, well then, Eric, you'll like this. We went to Beetle House, a Tim Burton themed restaurant.
Oh, wow.
That sounds awesome.
Oh,
dude.
And I thought it was going to be...
What is there to complain about?
Nothing. It was great. I'm not a huge Tim Burton fan, but I
appreciate his work. His work is, you know...
It's phenomenal. Very, yeah. And but, you know, you go to these places like a dinner and a show place, you think it's going to be awful? The food, I mean. The food was fantastic. Everything comes out. It's all smoky. Has dry ice in it.
Oh, that's
incredible.
Cool.
That was fun.
I'm about to go there when I go there.
And then Roscoe's was shut down. Everything's 25% capacity right now, supposedly. But you go to Roscoe's.
I think they're opening back up on
June
15th.
Yeah. Or this month, yeah. But Roscoe says 25% capacity. I walked in. There was no difference. Mm-hmm. Same. Nobody. They didn't remove tables. Nobody spread out any different. People are just wearing masks from time to time. That's it. That's the only difference. I'm sure there's something else I'm missing, but that's the only...
Speaking of that theme stuff, anyone in Dallas knows...
Whippersnapper?
Yeah, has been doing themed bars and stuff, but they're about to do one with High Fives.
Yeah.
Where Whippersnapper will be Moe's Tavern, and then High Fives will be Krusty Burger.
No way.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, because I know they've done... They've done a Harry Potter one. They did a Family Guy deal.
That's the one I wanted to go.
Yeah, but they're always packed too.
They well, we know the guy that does the art for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny
does.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny. So anyway, other than that, like flying back, no problem. Like that pilot, we didn't even finish putting on our seatbelts and we were already in the air. He's like, y'all ready to go? Skirt, buckle it.
Yep.
And we were out. And so I thought we're going to make it in Dallas in good time, but there were storms. Mm-hmm. That we had just missed. They had to reroute all of the stuff around, all the runways. And so we had a circle for like 30 minutes before we could land. But other than that, it was fine. But it was so
I don't mind
so
that as much, though, when you're there and you just have to circle a little bit because you're like, all right.
Once they gave them the thumbs up to land, I mean, everything came back on. You heard them. I mean, they were on the ground within 5 minutes after they gave them the okay. It was great. But, yeah, Eric, I think you would have really enjoyed that Beetle House.
Yeah. I'm at the find a reason to go over there now.
Oh, I forgot to tell you why Zack Snyder screwed me over.
Oh!
And then
again.
Yeah,
again.
In L.A.
Again.
So here I go. I got to go to Mann's or whatever it's called now. Chinese Theater, the one with the handprints and the footprints. It's called something different now, I think.
It's probably Mann's Asian American Theater.
I think so.
It probably
against
Mann's.
Hate.
No, it's some other company. It's not Mann's anymore. It's something else.
They probably call it Women's.
That's probably what it is.
No, it's they's. It's they's.
They's Chinese.
It's Grauman's.
Grauman's. Close. We were close. But usually when you go up there,
it's now TCL Chinese Theater.
That's it, yeah.
So Toshiba.
TCL, that's what we have in here.
Yeah, that's Toshiba.
He loves that TV.
Yeah.
Clark does. So,
this is working out great.
It is.
They didn't count that?
No, I told Eric to get me the cheapest TV, and this is what he comes
up. Get the f*** out of here.
That's what I said. He gave me the bill.
See?
It was $700.
Well, it was before he even joined the show, so.
Oh, that's right.
That's bullshit.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, Mann's or Grauman's or TLC or whatever it's called. Yeah. TCL. So, you know, they have the handprints and footprints, and usually that's all open.
Oh, that's a f***ing travel.
It was a travel. We were on a trip.
Damn it, call that.
So we were in that place, right? And it's usually open. You've been there, Eric.
Yeah.
Went there together. And you can just go and take pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is a traveling spot. Yeah. For travelers.
They had it gated up. Because Zack Snyder was doing his Army of the Dead movie premiere there's a giant car, beater up car, right in the middle.
Was it your minivan?
Yeah, I drove my minivan.
They're like, that's why it cost so much. That was a movie.
It was a Zack Snyder.
It was a movie
car.
Prop you were driving.
So they have it right in the middle of all the handprints and footprints, all right there. The car, right on top of all these.
So like
legends.
Oil and everything. Is splashed all over the.
And then it was gated off. So I'm like, how do you go in there?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, we're not letting people in because we're doing Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead movie. I'm like, do these people not have Netflix? You can just watch it at home for free. You have to buy a ticket to go to this premiere and this whole, this is ridiculous.
Like we watched it on the show.
Yeah. I watch it on my phone. So, you know, it was just the whole thing. So I'm super upset because I mean, we're in LA. I want to show people around. But I can't even go to these hot spots because Zack Snyder's screwing me again.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to one of the little gift shops where you can buy the ticket to go into this movie. And I'm like, hey, I don't want to go see the movie. I just want to see the handprints. How can I do that? There's a little Asian lady and she's like, well, I can't let you in, blah, blah, blah. They won't let us in. COVID restrictions, blah, blah, blah. I said, how about if I give you $20?
You can't say it.
What if I give, and I said, Benjamin Franklin. But I meant $20. Mm-hmm. I would have overshot myself. And she goes, I tell you what. She goes, come back at 4:45. Give me $10. I'll let you in. I said, you got a deal.
That's awesome, man.
So
She made you wait, but it was cheaper.
I went across the street, got some ice cream, came back, was ready to go. So anyway, I love LA. It's next trip. I'm going to Vegas. Let's go, Eric.
Dude, I'm going with you.
Well, we're going for Star Trek, so.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, whatever you're going for doesn't matter.
Yeah, I will have fun.
We're going whenever Star Trek is. August,
we went for World Cup one year.
Oh, dude, and it was the best.
Amazing. I didn't even gamble.
Oh, I gambled. Oh, come on!
With your life.
Get that fast break!
I hope he heard you and now we'll play better.
Damn it!
Well, you know, fast break he was referring to was a budget, you know, feature where you can get into a car quicker.
That's what I have at budget, yeah. That's why I try to rent budget. Fast break is great.
Mm-hmm.
You just go in. There's no waiting. It's a fast break.
They say that's what we should get next time we go out of town. So
well, we got that. That's where we went when we first went to LA. And I'm a fast break member, but they were all booked up that weekend. And then when I changed my dates, they started to charge me like $700 for a soul. Yeah, it was crazy because it's a holiday weekend. But anyway. All right, we didn't get to anything we had planned for today, but we'll do that next week. We'll see you then.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.